on, but I've been able to drive around the city, see a few of the bad spots and things like that. You know, obviously us coming in, the water kind of dried up a little bit, but I have had some time, you know, the last couple of days to go around and just look around town and just see some of the areas. And, you know, it's one of those things to where it's out of our hands. We can't control and do nothing about it. But obviously, just do your part in helping out and try to give back.
What stood out to you?
Just the water. Just the water levels, you know, just riding around. I'm over there near the bayou area, and just looking at that, I know what it looks like before that. Just to see it now, I can only imagine when everything was going on, what it looked like.
John, what's going to be like business as usual? I know the city's still got a lot of recovery to go through, but you guys, West Virginia, the flood. I mean, this is your first real Texans week at home.
Yeah, you know, being a professional, blocking everything out on the outside, it's no different than any other week when something is going on. You know, this just happened to be in our hometown, and we obviously going to get a lot of coverage about it. And in our downtime, we're going to have a lot of involvement in it also. But I think guys here just have to, when you're at the stadium, you have to focus on football. And, of course, when you're away from it, you have to also study and get in your playbook. And Sunday is the game. I think, you know, I'm sure once guys hit the field, it'll be all football.
You know, in a lot of ways, football is just a game. But given everything that's happened and what the game is going to mean to the city this week, how special is an opportunity like that for you guys as players to give a city something that's more than just a game?
Any type of hope is good hope, I think. You know, this is a big football town. Obviously, Sunday will give them a moment to put their mind away from what's going on. So, obviously, you know, stamping a win on that, that'll be even more excited for those people that'll be here, the fans, the city. So I think that's our main focus, is going out there and playing Texans football, putting winning football out there on the field. At the end of the day, coming away with the win, I think that'll lift the city up more than anything.
Joe, how important was it for you guys mentally to come back, obviously the game had been canceled in Dallas, for you guys to get back here and kind of just see everything was going, take care of that, and be able to prepare for the game on Sunday?
Tough couple of days. A lot of people have families back home, stranded, teammates stranded, property being messed up while you're away. But I think just to get back home and get settled in, obviously coming from Greenbrier, flying into New Orleans, then to Dallas in an emergency situation, game being canceled. So there's a lot going on in a short period of time. But I think guys are just anxious to get, you know, moving forward with it and getting it, you know, behind us from a standpoint to where we can get in our housing going with our everyday lives and kind of get on a normal schedule.